Here we go.
Yo, 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 we back. Did you miss me? Mardell Hill, baby. June.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's happening?
Cooling, baby. What's happening?
Chilling, man. Easy.
Yo.
As
yo,
always, yo, yo, brother, yo, yo, appreciate yo, yo. You.
Had to put that shit on for you, bro. My
man, take that bullshit off. Take that monkey shit off. You embarrassing us.
Nah, you embarrassing yourself, nigga. 10-3 in my division.
Oh God, here we go. My here division. We fucking go.
It ain't
over yet.
Did you see me go put this on?
Nah, I saw you hit the corner.
Yeah,
putting the jacket on. I said that's why I told you, man, take that shit off. Man. You put all that shit on because you knew I was walking in.
I had on something totally different.
That good. You should have kept that shit on.
Nah, I made sure we won.
Motherfucker.
Made sure we won before I put that shit on. I had on.
Yeah. Y'all what? 2-1 in the division?
2-1. We undefeated. Oh no.
Yeah, Cleveland beat y'all, nigga. So y'all not undefeated.
We 3-1.
Y'all beat Cincinnati.
We beat Cincinnati.
Y'all beat them twice?
No, we beat y'all.
Yep,
we beat Cincinnati and we beat Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. So y'all 3-1.
3-1.
We lost to y'all and Cleveland.
And Cincinnati.
No, we swept Cincinnati.
Oh, y'all did sweep Cincinnati. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sports Talk.
Yeah, man. Carolina Sports Talk.
Sports.
But yeah, man, hadn't been in here since right before the holiday.
Mm.
Thanksgiving. Mm. Or Hell Day, whichever one you want to call it.
Why you call it Hell Day? That's something?
Nah, I said that shit.
Oh, why?
In a song.
Nah.
Yeah, he said, y'all call it Thanksgiving. I call your holiday Hell Day.
Mm. What album was that on? Stillmatic or something?
No. Yeah, Stillmatic.
Oh.
It's on the song What Goes Around.
Okay.
Poison.
That's why I heard that.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, man, did that, was at the beach. Mm-hmm. Cold as shit. Got cold that Thursday. Beautiful Thursday, but then it got cold.
You fried turkey down there?
Yeah, I fried a couple. Just for the, you know, for the love of it.
Oh.
But, nah, we actually. One of them was for my homeboy, the Oscar. He lived in Conway. His family from Conway. So he drove that motherfucker to me and I dropped it. He came pick it up.
Word.
Oh, that's yeah, then I fried ours and, but it got cold as shit Friday, man. So we couldn't really stand outside and enjoy.
Drugs.
Enjoy the beach. It was too cold, man. Nigga, fucking stupid.
Yeah, nigga couldn't do drugs outside without a goddamn parka on.
Shit, says God, nigga, it's cold. But my brother-in-law Earl, shout out to my sister and brother, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law there in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He say, man, they love your show out there in Texas, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Texas.
He done, got niggas listening to my show out there.
Okay.
And say they love it. He said, he said my shit be getting flagged a lot though.
Well, oh.
He said my shit be going quiet.
What you listen on?
I don't know. I can't remember. He say he listened to it on his laptop, but I don't know what app he uses. So, but yeah. But
sound like some cap to me.
Yeah. But shout out to Earl.
What is nigga name?
Earl.
Earl.
Yeah.
Earl. Listen to it on Apple or something.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Because Google Podcasts ain't no more.
Yeah. I'll listen to it on Spotify.
Pandora.
It ain't gonna get flagged on Spotify.
Amazon.
Spotify. Spotless.
Yeah. Hit Alexa.
That what you listen on? Spotify?
Spotify, yeah.
I listen on Apple.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it keep me posted, you know, I can see.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
So I don't listen to them twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. But
shout out to Earl.
How was y'all holiday? Y'all do anything special?
Man, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna make no complaints.
You cooked anything?
Hell no.
Cause motherfuckers, somebody said that shit. Somebody was like, "What you cook for Thanksgiving?" Mm-hmm. I fried a turkey every year. That's what that's my job. That's what I'm gonna do. Mm-hmm. Brother-in-law down and fried the chicken. I fried a turkey.
Mm.
Yeah, he told me straight up. A couple years they came to my crib for Thanksgiving. Wait, he was like, "Nigga, you fried the turkey from here on out."
Mm.
So
that's your job.
Yeah, that's my job.
Yeah, he pretty tough at it.
Yeah, that's my job. Yeah, I just make sure you know.
Yeah, I get to him. He pretty tough.
I slow cooked the fuck out of this bitch though. That bitch was juicy.
Cooked. Have you seen the inside the house turkey fryer thing?
Yeah, I have.
Really? Yeah, they got an inside the house. It looked like
a big deep fryer.
Yeah.
Drop it. I'm scared of that type shit.
Why? Somebody gonna burn the house
down. Yeah, I'll burn.
No, you won't. If you can do it outside,
it's like gonna be a situation.
I'd rather do it outside.
How do you measure your oil?
I don't.
Somebody gonna mess it up.
It's a line in there.
Oh, it's a line in your thing?
It's a line in the pot. A line come in the pot.
Oh, for real?
Where to put oil to?
No, because I saw one video of a guy. He had put too much oil in
there. Mm-hmm. That bitch come out.
But in the comments, there was like, one way to measure is you put the turkey in, then put water in it, and wherever the water is when the turkey in it, that's where you draw your line, and then you take the water and the turkey out. And then that way you know how much oil to put in.
It come with a line in it and say max fill.
But what if your turkey small? Well, if your turkey small, it won't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
But if your turkey bigger, then it'll still be good.
But even in that event, you know, me and my pops we ran into that before. We just get a pot, dip some of that shit out, pour it in another pot.
But I feel like if you good at doing it like that, you'll be good at doing it on the inside.
Possibly. Because you probably can control the temperature a little better in the house. It's probably just
somebody blowing it up.
Yeah.
Set it in. Just by not.
Because fucking around with that shit and that wind, you know, that wind make that motherfucker kick up.
The
wind will have the flame just doing all kind of shit and that bitch will get super hot.
Only thing I wouldn't do, only reason I wouldn't do the inside frying is I wouldn't want my whole house
to smell like fried turkey. Exactly. That's what it's going
forever.
That's what it's going to smell
long,
like.
Long time.
Yeah. But man, it was pretty cool, man. I'm ready to, I don't know if I'm dropping, well, I'm dropping one for Christmas just to do it because that's the ritual. I have to fry one on Christmas.
Will y'all eat
ever since
Christmas
Nick died? My mom crib. Yeah, I bit my mom.
Nick Tricks?
Yeah.
You fried one back then?
That's when I started.
After he died?
Uh-huh. That same morning.
Yeah. What made you do it that morning?
My daddy was frying turkeys.
Oh, so you was just out there.
And I was there, and he went in the house and went to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you,
I took over.
What year was that?
2003.
Mm-hmm. I always forget what year. But I know it was Christmas.
Yeah, it's 2003.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's how, so now on Christmas, it's like.
You know you're doing a turkey.
Just have to.
We, my family for Christmas, my daddy's side, we have a dinner in my Uncle Willie's house, but I don't know if we can have it this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the Pearson guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that was my holiday. It wasn't that spectacular. I was glad it was over. But it's been cold as shit since. It warmed up today, thank God.
It was warmer. Yeah. Be cold. I like it.
Oh, hell no. I'm ready for the goddamn summertime.
You got coats? Put a coat on.
I got plenty of coats.
You got jacket. You got scarves.
I don't got no scarf.
Put it on.
I ain't putting that shit on, man.
Because the day was crazy.
Yeah, ain't putting that shit on, man.
Yeah, I like it.
Fuck that cold shit.
I like it. Get you some gloves, nigga.
Yeah, but shout out to Lil Frankie. Rest in peace. They put him in the Hall of Fame at Darlington High.
That's what's up.
Yeah, he talked about that shit a lot when he was alive, too, man. Like, he wanted that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he deserved it. And I wish they would have put him in there while he was here to see it, but they put him in there, man. And congratulations, kiddo. You made it. Probably the youngest nigga in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
do you think you brought up Nick? You think Nick gonna go in the Hall of Fame?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Probably not. Because I can't remember
how much he did
our junior year. I can't remember his numbers from our junior year. But before I broke my leg our senior year,
I was thinking about that the other day, bro.
He had 27 catches, 600 something yards,
damn,
and 4 touchdowns already.
That last touchdown pass you threw to him.
Oh, my God.
Bro, you threw the ball. I was looking. You threw the ball. I was like, Wade Jones throwing the ball
to that
dude. And he caught that shit in stride.
That motherfucker ran. It was a post, 8-3-8.
Yep.
I dropped back and let that bit go. That motherfucker ran straight through that motherfucker straight to the end zone. Last touchdown pass I ever threw.
That shit was so pretty.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about that shit. How about 50 yards? 40-something yards?
Might have been about. Shit, 55, 60.
Yeah.
Nick took it out of
there. Man, yeah, that shit's so pretty.
Anytime that he got in space, it was over.
Yeah,
he didn't give a fuck who was around him. You wasn't catching him. That nigga fast as shit. You wouldn't catch him. Out the blue, just got fast. Cause Nick was slow. Right. We was in middle school, Nick wasn't fast. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker just, man.
He used to work out like
him. Yeah, he did. He used to run through the city, started running a lot. And cause him and Brian used to work out together.
Scott?
Yeah, Brian Scott. Yeah. Shout out to B Scott. Saw him last night after the festivities. And Donnie James was there.
Shout out to
Spiff Donnie. Spiff One. I mean, I'm sorry, King Spiff. King Spiff Kids. And we started talking. Of course, you know.
I hope he listened.
I linked him in.
Oh, word.
Because he didn't even know. He was like, I didn't even know you had it. I said, don't worry about it. Here you go. He gave me his phone. I put the information in and shit. And but he, we was talking, and first thing we talked about was...
He got some questionable views.
Yeah, the first thing we talked about was Twerk That.
Oh.
Because the young people that was there, the younger people, Frank and them people, started playing Spiff Kids because he was in there. You know what I'm saying? So they played the L Baby shit. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then they played Beef It Up.
Okay.
So as I'm listening to Beef It Up, I'm like, that's Rocky Hips. But it wasn't the same.
It's kind of the same tempo.
Same tempo, but it sounded, you know, and he was like, I went in the house. I said, hey, man, because I was smoking cigarette. I was playing. I said, hey. I said, was that Rocky Hills? He said, nigga, no. He said, DJ Unk had a song. I can't remember which fucking song it was.
Hold on, whose song is Beef It Up?
Spiff Kids.
That's they song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know Beef It Up was their song.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Bro, I swear to God. Play
it real quick.
I did not know that was their song.
Shit, yeah. It's on YouTube.
Them boys took off a little bit with that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were playing the shit. They in the house doing the L Baby. They reminiscing now. You know what I'm saying? So he was like,
maybe it's another Beef It Up song I'm thinking about.
But he said,
this the Beef It Up song I'm thinking about.
That's them.
Yeah, that's them.
This say Charlie Boy Gang.
Oh.
It's just like that.
It's damn near just like that. Type in Spiff Kids, Beef It Up.
I know I wasn't tripping. But go ahead, finish.
And, so he said he heard a DJ Unk song, and he said he held this shit in his head. And when his producer said, I need something like this. And he told him, doom, doom, he gave him the beat pattern and shit.
Oh, shit.
And came up with that shit. But yeah. So after that.
That's the name of the song, Beef It Up?
I think so. I know they saying it in the song.
I wonder what's. See, when you said this the song, I thought about this Charlie Boy Gang.
And I thought that was there.
Boy, shit ride just like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it sound about like that.
I'm just shake it off. Go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
That might be it. No, that ain't it.
This ain't it.
But yeah, man, so next conversation was, hey, man, my homeboy went to school with me, working and living in Dubai now. So this nigga emailed my show and told us, and he heard your song in Dubai. He
That's
heard
crazy.
Twerk That in Dubai. You remember feeling said on the email, right? So he was like, huh? I said, nigga, yeah. They fucking playing your show in Dubai. I meant playing your song in Dubai. So he was like, damn. So I was like, nigga, y'all need to drop that bitch again. I said, but drop that motherfucker again, man. He's like, man, he said, motherfucker be messaging me, calling me, texting me that shit all the time. He said, but you know what to make that shit go crazy this time?
Somebody need to dance on social media.
I told him that. I told him, he was like, man, the club ain't with it. I said, but you don't need a club. I said, you need a TikTok challenge.
Uh-huh.
I said,
that's it.
J.I.D. went crazy off a beat he took from Mos Def that came out in 99. I said, he went fucking crazy. The numbers on that last album.
Right.
On that surround sound song, numbers went fucking crazy on that song because it was a TikTok challenge. It became a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So
Lil Roo did the same.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, nigga. I said, that's all. I said, you get on one of them social media platforms, get a motherfucker twerking to it, you gonna win. Nigga said, I know, but I need to have a goddamn get a chick on that motherfucker. He said, we gonna have to spend some money, make a remix, and give let need a that nigga it, say I need a verse from Glow or a Lotto.
It got to happen. Really, it just got to happen organically. Like the Lil Roo
Nasty song.
Well, what was that? Strong Knees Challenge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That shit just happened because a dude was playing a song with some women on the on the stage or whatever. Yeah. So that shit just got to happen organically.
Yeah.
I mean, the song good enough for it to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, they need that though.
Yeah. So then
but people be riding past here playing that shit all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, niggas. So we last conversation was Kane say, Big X the Plug came on after they finished playing.
Mm-hmm.
Kane say, Donnie, it's the album of the year. Donnie looked Kane in his eyes and say, nah, I'm gonna have to give it to Glow. I said, wow.
I hear a lot of people say that though.
Yeah, I said, whoa.
Really?
Yeah, he said he got to give it to Glow.
He said that because I said when Big X came out, I was like, Big X had the album of the year. He was on my shit talking about it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, a lot of people like Glow.
Yeah.
But not a Kendrick out. I ain't listened to Big X since. So,
hey,
shout out my nigga Gucci.
Hey. Yeah, man. And speaking of Kendrick, he just announced a tour with SZA.
Yeah.
And they making such a big deal out of this Toronto stop.
Man. That's another stop.
Is it disrespectful?
What?
Yeah.
That he going to Toronto?
No.
Okay, because
I mean, Toronto is a major city. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like Drake gonna still city. Come to LA.
He didn't though.
That he ain't.
He didn't though.
Man, he ain't. Yeah. That just lets you know.
One of them treetop, like Doogie said. One
really
treetop.
Yeah.
So. And one of them ain't.
So, do you think the petition that he filed?
Who?
We ain't been on here since all that shit happened, Drake.
You mean the lawsuit?
The lawsuit petition, whatever it is, gonna turn into. You think they had? Was it the beef? You think it was? What's your take on it? How you feel? You think the beef made them do it, or is really about the numbers?
I think it is more about the numbers, but
that's what I think too.
Because he said that them helping Kendrick made the record label, like, he gave them more leverage as far as they negotiating his numbers in the future, and they did that to make him look worse or whatever. So, I mean, that's fair, but it just looked bad. Nobody don't care about your negotiating whatever.
Yeah, that. But do you think? do you think they actually use bots for that to boost that? The song went crazy. I think the song organically went crazy.
Yeah, just because even not only did Kendrick numbers go up, Drake numbers went up too.
Exactly, right. but that's the thing. So but what he and them bots that he talking about, he allegedly, accusing them of use. Yeah. They been using them for him forever.
Allegedly, yeah.
There ain't no alleged shit. Cause listen to me, man. Drake got some good songs, some great songs, but goddamn. Billions and billions, like, this got billions of streams.
I can see it though.
I could too, but for him to feel like
he's probably slowed down.
No, his shit ain't slowed down. That nigga shit went up.
Yeah, he's
when the beef was going on, that shit, all them niggas' numbers went crazy. Everybody, J. Cole numbers went up too.
Well, his went up embarrassingly.
It wasn't even embarrassing. I mean, the money is the money. You gonna get the money anyway.
Nah, but he getting shitted on getting the money too.
Oh, you saying like his going up?
Because they trying to see if any of the shit that Kendrick said was real.
Oh,
yeah, they got to keep up with both of them.
Yeah,
of them get a burn.
But it ain't no secret. The shit Kendrick said, what, that shit is known.
Right.
Everything he said is already public information. We see Drake all the time.
We know he
grew up in Canada with his mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? We know he ain't from the hood. We know all that.
It was something that probably hit a little harder.
That pedophile shit.
We talked about his kid too, didn't he?
Called him a PDF for how? Yeah, he ain't say nothing bad about his kid. He talked to his kid. He ain't say nothing.
Yeah,
he ain't talk bad about the kid. He just telling the kid don't grow up to be like your daddy.
Yeah, but that's enough, goddamn it.
But on the flip of that, Drake said Dave Free was Kendrick kid pop.
Yeah.
Still don't add up, man.
But if Kendrick Woman sue him, she got a legit suit. Mm-hmm.
Dave Free do too.
You know what I'm saying? But the shit he on, he talking about they pushed the song just to try to make him look bad so he can't sign that $1 billion deal he was trying to sign. Because that's all I think it is. He was trying to get $1 billion from the record company. Because his last one was 400.
That's crazy.
Yeah, his last deal was 400.
Man, all he got to do is just make music.
That's it. He's doing everything except making music.
That people care about. Because he has come out with some stuff.
Yeah, done about has shit. Man. That Guan Delilah.
Oh yeah,
Guan Guan Delilah. Get the fuck out of that shit, man. Yeah. Like rap, nigga. If you gonna rap. Mm-hmm. You know, but Yasiin Bey. Mm-hmm. That interview circling again.
Oh, he said he was a pop star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's circling again. Because he making everything Yasiin said in that interview
look true.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? He told me, he's like, he not hip hop. He ain't hip hop.
I can't say he ain't
hip hop. He ain't.
Cause what is hip hop?
But listen. Jay would have never. Nas called Jay all kinds of shit.
I mean, all you can do is make music, but
I know. And Jay said all kind of shit about Nas.
I'm just like, I can't say before that, like the music he made wasn't hip hop.
I mean, it's hip hop music. Yeah, the music is hip hop.
Okay.
The music is hip hop.
But him,
he himself, ain't. Yeah.
That's okay. All right.
Yeah.
I can get with that.
He can't relate to the culture of hip hop. But he can make great hip hop music.
Even like I think it's on Euphoria where Kendrick say something like, "You ain't used to this violence" or something like that. Mm-hmm. What's that line? It's a line something like that.
Yeah.
Like it's bad, but like in America the violence is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Yeah.
And it's just you don't all that rappity and shit. You know, it's cool.
But he rappity rap, but he ain't rapping about the same shit Kendrick rapping about.
He ain't. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't. Money, clothes, cars, hoes.
But Kendrick can do that too.
He can do that too. Yeah, that's the difference. That's the difference. Just like with Wayne, because they talking about he was supposed to be going to the studio.
Don't do it, Wayne.
He's not.
Don't do it, Wayne.
He ain't. Dog, this dude, dog, Pusha T been talking shit to this nigga for 20 years. He still ain't saying shit to Pusha, man.
Man, like Kendrick say, you think about Pusha T.
Damn right.
You better have gone at him. You think about pushing me.
Straight up.
Shit.
Like.
Pusha killed Drake, bro.
Yeah.
He killed 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over your 40 hunched over like he ate. How much time he got left? That man is 6'6". Even Jay Prince was like, all right, now you're going too far.
That's diabolical.
Yeah.
That was diabolical, dog.
Jay Prince is like, this man is evil to say something like that.
Yeah, he's playing in slot with pigs.
Yeah. Like.
Hand over fist.
Like, and Kendrick, bro, like. The thing about Kendrick, I still, because I was, shout out to my boy JB, my barber.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the video for Squabble Up.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying like all of the different shit that was going on in the
video.
He
wasn't there.
What do you mean?
Kendrick wasn't even at the video shoot. They green screened that nigga in, nigga.
So all that shit was going around him.
He wasn't even there.
But they was talking about like all of like symbolism and stuff in the video and all of that.
The video set was fucking, The Roots, Next Movement.
Oh, The Roots, the band The Roots.
That. Yeah, they did a video. Same.
Like that.
Yeah, but it was different. The wall was a different color.
Yeah.
But they was in the room and all kind of just wild shit
like,
was going on.
Like, stuff like that.
That's hip hop. That, you know, he eat, sleep, and breathe this shit.
But like, even
he
like,
had the little nigga on the fucking, the big wheel joint.
Yeah.
Out of Minister Society.
Mm.
When Kane got shot, he had him with the Pistons hat on, turned
the little boy
in the orange jean suit.
See, I ain't seen the video.
In the video. Oh my God, dog. It's fucking culturally great.
But like, even like all of that stuff, like for him to put all of that in that is one thing. And then like, even like so you know, like at the beginning of what's the song that went big?
Not like that's the,
and you know, like all of the words in that song, they were saying those were songs
that Drake,
those lyrics
took,
were songs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's say like that's
true.
Mm-hmm. For him to do that, bro, mm-hmm.
and maybe he made it a verse.
It's a whole nother level.
Yeah, he different.
But for it to be a coincidence, it's still another level. Like yeah. if he just did like some, like half of the stuff they say that this means this and this mm-hmm. means that, and people putting it on him. Mm-hmm. Even like stuff in the video with him being on like the port with all the mm-hmm. containers, and mm-hmm. that's supposed to represent this, that, and uh-huh. third, or mm-hmm. him doing the hopscotch shit. Mm-hmm. Even like the way he was standing was him standing like a meme, mm-hmm. an old video, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like all of that stuff, like it's crazy. Like just if he really did think about that stuff, mm-hmm. bro, like you don't want to go against him. Don't nobody want to go against
this nigga
him.
Had a chick standing in the video with the pistol grip shotgun, like Ice-T did on his album
on
cover.
His album cover.
Yeah. Like that type of shit. That's the shit
yeah.
he do.
Yeah, like
he just he culturally he's an artist, man. He's a fucking artist.
And if you have,
he touched a lot of shit with that video.
Yeah.
If you, let's say like even if he didn't come up with that stuff, mm-hmm. but he got people around him
on his team to come up
with that stuff and put this, and then he followed. That shit crazy, bro. But he kind of, you know, who else kind of like that though? Beyonce kind of like mm-hmm. that. She be having shit in her shit mm-hmm. that be like real culturally, yeah. Yeah. culturally relevant and shit. Mm-hmm. Even if she don't come up with it, if she got people around her to say do this, do
that's
that,
dope.
And she listen, that yeah. shit dope, bro. Like,
yeah, but Kendrick different, man. That Squabble Love video is so crazy.
It is, man.
And to find out, I just found this out the other day. The nigga was green screened in the video, like he wasn't there for none of that other shit.
And now that you said that, I can see that. Yeah. Watching it.
That's crazy. Yeah. I ain't even seen like a little clip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dog, you gotta watch the video.
I'm gonna watch it. I told JB I was gonna watch it.
You gotta watch it, man.
You know JB, don't you?
JB.
Milton.
Brown?
Yeah.
I know him, but I don't know him.
I figured he was.
Oh, look, I think I do know him.
He went to D-High for a little
while. I think I do know him.
He did. He graduated from D. He moved from New York and came to D-High.
I think I do know him. Yeah. I ain't seen him in years.
Yeah.
Boy, they got some technology.
Yeah, man. Like Kendrick just, he made that boy.
Of course they got technology. Your phone flipping half. What are you talking about, nigga?
He made that flippity phone.
That back up and light up and turn into a whole other phone. He told me, boy, they got some technology out here. The hell you talking about?
Hey, man.
This technology these days is crazy.
Hey, man.
And he holding it in his hand.
Holding it in his hand.
Hey, man. I just watched that video, man.
Kendrick
was
tough, man.
That was
he tough,
truly
man.
Magnificent, bro.
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Oh, he made that. He it, made the boy sue him.
That's crazy.
He made the boy sue. He's the boy trying to sue somebody because he just don't believe.
He came, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That nobody could put up them type of numbers but him.
I just can't.
And out like that. The worst part about it, this nigga, after he did it,
uh-huh.
Kendrick numbers went up like 400% more.
That's right. Crazy.
Motherfuckers just went back and started listening to the shit again.
Yeah. Just because he sued.
You know what I'm saying? So this shit just, I'm
with DMX now.
He sued Spotify and you his record label. He's suing his record label, dog.
I got the same energy DMX.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. DMX, he ain't like that thing.
Yeah, he did.
DMX ain't like that thing.
Wasn't that DMX who said he don't like the way he dressed and walk and talk and all that?
Yeah, he said that shit on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, on the Breakfast Club. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, Kendrick so used
that shit. Bro, for him to use, that's crazy,
he's
bro.
He's so in tune. He that's in tune. Crazy. He took everything that motherfuckers done said about that nigga.
The way that you walk, put the way that you talk.
In a song.
I hate the way that you dress.
He used Pusha T shit. Sound of this nigga, sound of that nigga, the sound of that nigga. Mm-hmm. Oh, Pusha T had one of the craziest diss songs. I talked about it last time. I think it's Exodus 323 or some shit like mm-hmm. that. Man, Pusha went the fuck off on the whole Cash mm-hmm. Money click. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, but I don't know what's going to come of this. I just want to sit back and watch what's going to happen.
I don't think nothing will. Well, you mean the lawsuit?
Yeah.
I think it might get dismissed.
It should.
Because you really can't go at, I was listening to something, and it was like, it used to be like a whole bunch of like big record labels, mm-hmm. or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, you really can't go at the big dogs no more.
Yeah.
And it's only like three record labels mm-hmm. really, period.
Yeah, Warner,
UMG, Universal, and
Interscope. Is it Interscope?
Interscope, maybe. Might was Interscope with Interscope ain't with Universal?
Yeah, they with Universal Music Group.
Is Universal, Warner. I don't know the third one.
Koch?
No, they ain't. Who's Epic with? Epic with Universal too, probably.
300?
No. Maybe. They probably with Universal too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's only three. That's
yeah,
like you
yeah,
just
yeah,
you,
it ain't, yeah.
You're not gonna go at them. You're not gonna win it. But in all media, like it's just three. This is like big dogs, you're not gonna win against them, and I don't think he can win.
Yeah.
Got enough money.
He don't. Might think he got enough money.
He do.
Oh, and since this shit didn't happen, a whole lot of videos done pop back up talking about how he was involved in the Triple X murder.
Oh yeah, I did hear that.
Oh, that
I
shit. Now
how,
see.
What's I'm sure Doogie probably know.
Yeah, they said he paid
somebody to help.
He paid them boy.
What? They was beefing him and XXX?
No, I don't know why. That's just what they keep saying.
That's stuff. I don't like.
Yeah,
stuff
it don't.
Like
it
that.
Don't. And I don't. You know what I'm saying? They keep saying it.
Yeah, I don't like stuff like that.
So I don't know, man. But that shit done came back up since all this shit happened. So I see a Diddy thing coming soon.
Oh, I doubt it.
Shit, they gonna try him.
I doubt it.
If the right people goddamn keep saying that shit.
If ain't shit happen with that Millie Bobby Brown shit, ain't shit gonna happen with this. Cause she was a young girl for real.
Yeah.
And he was texting her or whatever.
That nigga but, crazy, man.
Yeah, you don't. Even if I was texting your daughter, or I knew your daughter, I would not say I miss you to your daughter. That's, and I grew up with her daddy. Like, that's crazy to say.
It's weird.
That's weird.
It's you weird shit.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a Canadian thing. I don't know, but I'm not telling no child I miss them.
Weird, man. He weird. He weird dude.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Maybe this is
a Jewish thing. I don't know.
Yeah, he weird.
I know it ain't a black thing.
Yeah, that ain't what it is.
Nasty word.
That ain't what it is, man.
Cause your fro wouldn't nap enough.
Yeah. 2024 wrap up.
It's out?
No.
Oh.
We just get ready to run through a couple topics and see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ask y'all, you know, what's your album of the year? Big X? I can't. You got recency bias?
I might have recency bias. Both of them, like, it's a lot of songs that I like off of Kendrick album.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably most songs off of Kendrick album that ain't my favorites, but I know they mean. They about equal. They about equal. Them two about equal to me. Big X and Kendrick for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But like CL was like Big X. All his songs kind of sound alike.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree.
Oh, his cadence is the same.
Yeah.
He's another DaBaby.
Yeah, and he start off. All his songs start off the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I like that. I like that 2 a.m. shit though.
I don't like that song.
I love that shit.
And that's how I am. So I was listening to what podcast? The Read.
Mm-hmm.
So like Kid Fury and Crystal, they were saying like some of their favorite songs off of Kendrick shit.
Mm-hmm.
And some of their favorite songs are not my favorite songs. I ain't saying they bad songs, but they ain't really like my favorite. Mm-hmm. Like Luther.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like Luther.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good song, yeah, but I don't really like it because it's too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like an easy song to sample.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one. But some of their favorite ones, I was like, they ain't my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like Kid Fury was like, he don't like Peekaboo.
Mm-hmm.
I love Peekaboo.
Mm-hmm.
That's my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I like that shit.
I like all of them. Man. Yeah, I ain't hold you.
Now, I ain't saying I don't. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I ain't gonna say they.
I like all of them.
You know what I'm saying? So
I let that be ride.
Yeah,
I just let it ride.
Yeah, I do too. I was in the grocery store. Yeah. I listened to the whole like almost twice in the grocery store. So,
yeah, man.
What about you, Wallace?
What's
your
what's your album of the year?
Album of the year.
I'm a little torn, man. I'm just looking at my shit. I played Future, seen it.
That was a
I ain't even really listened to his because that was his second album.
I listened to the first one.
That came out this year. Oh yeah, because that came out in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. And so that first one, I played the fuck out of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I
one.
Did.
I didn't.
I played Future don't that damn intro on that motherfucker. That shit so cold.
That's
seen
cool.
It all, bro. But I was that. It was that Mobb Deep shit that was not Mobb Deep, but that is.
Oh Mobb yeah, Deep. They did sample a Mobb Deep song. Yeah.
And I thought that was the sickest shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I played the shit out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
that, so I probably throw that out there. I guess.
The Future.
Kind of, sort of, man.
Is your favorite for the year? Yeah, that's the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
who do I trust?
That
That's the name Kendrick. Of it.
Where he had the burgundy on? He had like burgundy. He's sitting in the car or some shit.
No, that was something else. Yeah, that was last year. This one, him and Metro on the front of it.
Can't trust you.
Something. Can't trust you.
Oh shit!
Some shit like that.
No, we don't trust you. Yeah,
we don't.
No,
yeah,
I never
liked
you. It was 2022.
Yeah,
yeah. It's we don't trust you, and then we still don't trust you was the second one. So we don't trust you was the first one. Yeah. Uh-oh.
What happened? Huh? How you get sick? Excuse me. I'm sorry, Pod. My daughter called me. She got tissue stuck in her nose, so she must be sick for real. What happened?
I had a Key Glock up there.
I ain't listening to none of that. That was new.
You need some medicine?
That came out this year?
Mm-hmm. No, well, I guess this is part of what I like.
Oh, you it's got some juices, though?
Yeah.
She done let the hawk get in her.
Yeah, she done been outside. You outside with no hat on? Oh.
Let that hawk get in you.
You was in a parade or something? Oh. Well, I'm going to call you when I finish the show, kid. Love you. Yeah, you kept calling. I thought something had happened. I was just making sure you was all right. Some ice? Go put a cup of water outside.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I'll call you when I finish, baby. Love you.
She listen.
Bye. Yeah, she listen.
Yeah, she gonna hear this.
Right. Yeah, she gonna hear it. I'm gonna tell you.
Because I ain't editing it.
Yeah, have me so unprofessional. Yeah. That was my kid, y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize. My album of the year.
Yeah, what you got?
Benny the Butcher or some shit.
Right.
No.
Key Glock the Stove God or whatever.
The Steve Stove God right. Cook. Yeah.
42 Dude.
Nah.
Nas.
Nas ain't dropped nothing this year.
Oh, just checking.
Chico?
Shit.
Rhapsody?
No.
Dolce?
I want to say...
you want to say Dolce?
Slam-Faced Killer.
Who the fuck is that?
Right.
Oh,
shit.
Conway.
Oh, Conway.
Conway you listen to Dolce? Called Slam-Faced Killer. I listen to... I got to watch a Tiny Desk, too.
Oh, yeah. I got to watch... I meant to watch that before today.
Yeah, I got to watch a Tiny Desk.
She was on Stephen Colbert mm-hmm. show and performed.
Yeah.
I saw that clip that she did a good performance. Back there too.
Yeah, but they say her album dope.
She you might love it because she rapidly rapping mm-hmm. on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Is she too rapidly rapping for me?
Mm-hmm.
she made some good music though, but yeah. I can't. Her and Rhapsody, coolest hats off to them.
They rap like hell.
Yeah, they rapping their ass off. God damn.
What's your song of the year?
Song of the year?
Your favorite song from the year. Mm. What song you think you listen to? I mean, you probably could pull up the stats and see what you listen to.
Point, point, point. Point, point, point. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Now calling us some slaves.
Oh, God. So not like us.
Bear with me for a second. Let me put y'all on
game. That's probably everybody's song of the year.
Not everybody. There's a whole lot of niggas who don't like it.
Right.
I'm sorry, niggas was like, I'm getting tired of hearing that song on the radio. Not me. Point, point, point.
Point, point, point. I done clap, boy.
And then I get mad because they cut it. My favorite verse is that last verse.
Yeah, they played God's Plan like hell.
Everybody
love that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That might be.
Seawalk on.
And that Nice for What? They played the fuck out of that one, too.
I'm trying to get my Seawalk on.
Yeah.
What was your favorite song from the year? Not like a.
It's something pretty high.
Yeah.
My favorite for the year? It probably be something from Future. I ain't gonna bullshit you.
We know. Ain't shit ass nigga. Yeah. That nigga ain't shit, boy. I love that Future.
Hey. Yeah. Future has some shit, though, man.
So, it made like the 2000. I don't see Tidal don't do it like Spotify or whatever.
Uh huh.
But like the top tracks, I'll go through them. It was Kendrick Lamar. Now, it was Not Like Us.
Mm-hmm.
The Story of Adidon.
That's to say what?
That was the second song that's in this playlist that they made.
Oh, really?
Trap Dicky, Blue Devils.
Oh, really?
Okay. Euphoria.
Uh-huh.
Seen It All with Jeezy and Jay-Z.
Huh?
I love that song, bro.
Oh, that go off what you play?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Back on My BS, BX the Plug.
Uh-huh.
Bam, Jay-Z. Bomb Bomb.
That's my shit.
And then this I know is kind of off because TV Off and Squabble Up mm-hmm. is up here. Okay. But then We Are One by Frankie Beverly and Dave. Because I play that in the gym all the time. Happy Feelings.
Happy Feelings.
But see, like, it's a lot of these songs that I know I ain't really listened to that much, but it's on here. So
yeah.
But yeah. But they don't really do it. They don't really do it like everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know how to get to none of that shit.
Yeah.
See my stats and shit. How
what you on Spotify?
Apple.
Apple does the top song you listen. I think they send you an email. I think that's how I do. I think Spotify do that too.
Oh, they make a little.
And they make a list of your top five songs.
They make a presentation out of it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how they do on Spotify?
Yeah, they make it all beautiful and try to glorify it.
What, that was your top ones?
That's what I'm seeing. Like I said, I did that Seen It All a lot.
Seen It All.
Yeah. My favorite.
Talking about the Jeezy Jay-Z song?
At Future.
Future did it. He did the, that's the remix to, the remake of, what's the shit? Mobb Deep shit. Quiet Storm.
Oh, he did. He redid that?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
He used the beat. That's the song, yeah.
It's hard.
That beat anyway.
Yeah, the
what's
beat
it
hard. It's on Can't Trust You. I mean, We Don't Trust You.
It's on We Don't Trust You?
Mm-hmm.
We Don't Trust You or We Still Don't Trust You?
We Don't Trust You.
And what's it called? Seen It All.
Seen It All.
About number 7 or something.
Nah, that shit number 15.
15, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he rip it. But go ahead.
I mean, you know Future, Future.
Ah.
Future just.
Oh, it's slow. Yeah. I heard this before.
Yeah. Goddamn. Boy, I'm absolutely crazy on the album, man.
Metro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking bananas on the album. Shout he went Metro. Crazy, man.
That's really yeah. what did that.
Yeah, that nigga went crazy.
Metro, he.
So it really was more the beats than the music, than the rapping.
Yeah, mm. Most definitely.
Way to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
My favorite song, my song of the year right now,
Conway the Machine,
is Heart Part 6.
Oh, really?
I love that fucking song, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking every time I hear it, man, it just take me somewhere, man, mentally.
I didn't know Drake had that effect.
No. I'm talking about Kendrick's Heart Part 6, man. The real Heart Part 6. I love that shit, though.
You know,
the sample, the beat, the content of it. I was wondering
if he was gonna come out with a Heart Part 6 after Drake mm-hmm. did. I'm glad.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, but you know that's recency bias. Before that, I was listening to the intro on We Don't Trust You. That was my song.
That was your song.
That was the song of the year to me.
Yeah,
because he talked Future. The shit he said in that moment, it sounds like he talking to somebody.
Mm.
He sounds just like he talking to somebody.
I have to revisit that.
I'm talking about, I just listened to that shit last night. It just sounded like he talking to somebody. The beat hard, you know, so. But, yeah. And artist of the year, who you giving that to? Kendrick.
Point, point, point.
He killed 2024, point, point, man. Point, like, what else can we?
And he ain't even posted on social media.
Yeah, he just made fucking music. He did what niggas supposed. He rapped.
Did he even do an interview anywhere?
He did one with he just did one with SZA somewhere, right?
I don't know, that was recently though.
Yeah, he just did a podcast or something with SZA.
Oh, okay.
Recently, yeah, it wasn't much though. I think that's the only interview he probably did.
I mean, he got the Super Bowl, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like he went fucking bananas this year, and all off a feature. Started off of a feature. Think about it.
It did.
This shit started off a feature on Future shit.
Yeah, he knew it was gonna happen though.
He went absolutely fucking crazy off a feature in May.
But you know what's crazy though? On some of them songs, Drake would drop a song, but Kendrick would respond to the song 3 minutes later.
No, I'm talking about
that shit crazy.
He had them shits like.
But no, he would respond. No, what I'm saying is, like, let's say, like, you saying, B, you sitting there with your jersey on, whatever, whatever. And then 2 minutes later, I come with a song about, I got the jersey on because he won the game. Yeah. Like, it'll be shit like that. Like, but 3 minutes later, like,
you're right.
How?
Yeah. Clap, musical genius.
That shit crazy.
But he said it in Euphoria. That might be my favorite song of the year.
Oh, you know, earlier, I thought you was gonna, when you was talking about the tour, I thought you was going to bring up that it's a that Drake allegedly bought. The floor seats.
Oh, I was gonna talk about all that, but if that's what he wanna do, cool.
But what if all of those seats that he bought, because Kendrick then probably can find out what seats went, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What if he bought all them seats and then they just give away them seats? So now the concert's still gonna be full.
Yeah. That's what they probably gonna do.
Right.
That's what they probably gonna do. Are either motherfuckers just gonna go down there?
That's crazy.
Yeah. But in Euphoria, he told that nigga exactly how it was gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
If you do XYZ, if you do ABC, I'm gonna do XYZ.
Mm.
He told this nigga. That got to be one of the coldest diss tracks I ever heard.
Yeah.
Because he literally outlined the whole fucking battle. From the shit went just like he said it was gonna go. He said, if you talk about my wife and kids,
uh-huh,
I got something for that.
Right.
You better keep this shit lyrical and keep it friendly. Friendly fade. Keep them out of it. That nigga made a song. That nigga made a fucking verse talking to that boy child.
Yeah.
And when that boy turned 18, man, he gonna hear that. He might listen to that shit and listen to it for real. Like, damn, that how my daddy really was.
Not Like Us is a better song.
It's a better song.
But Euphoria
was fucking amazing.
Is, bro.
That shit was so cold. I ain't never heard a motherfucker outline what he gonna do to a nigga and do it. Stuck to the goddamn game plan. Smoke that nigga boots, cuz.
I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way you dress.
Hate the way you say the word nigga.
That's just me, I guess. That's just me. I mean, y'all cool with it, but that's just me, I guess.
That shit made me cringe. Yeah. God damn. But yeah, man, Kendrick, by far, had the best year of any fucking artist.
Yeah.
Might be in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Because he went fucking crazy. And he did it.
In a little bit of time.
And he did it by making music.
But in a little bit of time.
Yeah, show up in 8 months.
But he made a lot of music.
Because he did the Future shit dropped April.
I don't even remember.
I think Future shit dropped April.
Still.
When it dropped? April?
Let me see.
Even if.
Yeah. It was at the end of the first quarter.
Right.
Beginning of the second quarter of the year.
And ended it off with a banger. That
yeah.
GNX.
Yeah, April. You're right.
Yeah,
April.
So it dropped in April.
That GNX.
That song, the first time that song played, motherfuckers went fucking crazy.
Oh, this is something too. Milt was saying he think it's going to be another album before the Super Bowl.
That's what they keep saying this shit like a mixtape.
Yeah.
That's the word on the street. Allegedly, this is just a mixtape and this is something else coming before the Super Bowl. So if this nigga drop another album
before
the Super Bowl, do the Super Bowl, then the tour with SZA, 2025 gonna be crazy too. But he might do that because that'll keep him from having to make an album next year.
But he'll set the tune.
After the Super Bowl.
He might drop the album right after the Super Bowl.
Might drop it right after
the Super Bowl. Because I think Beyonce did that on hers. She came out with a song. She came with Formation,
mm-hmm.
did a Super Bowl, and then
dropped the album.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how she did it that one year. But either way,
yeah.
I hope... I would prefer. Well, the Super Bowl ain't until February.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time to wait. Hell, he might drop an album before the Super Bowl and then do something after the Super Bowl.
He might.
Because when people do the Super Bowl, their numbers go through the roof. Mm-hmm. Right.
But think about it. What if this motherfucker got about three albums already done?
He probably do. I mean, what the fuck else he been doing for the past 2-3 years?
Because we ain't seen the nigga.
Well,
the nigga used to be riding a bike and shit. Around Compton, a few years ago, he used to catch him riding a bike and shit.
When did Mr. Morales come out? 2022 or 2023?
2021.
Nah, it wasn't 2022.
22. Had to be 22.
It wasn't last. Yeah, it wasn't last year.
It had to be 22.
I don't think so. We about to see.
Had to be 22, man.
Yeah, it came out 22.
Yeah,
yeah, it came out 22.
I ain't listened to that shit since 22. I ain't went back to it yet.
I listened to it, but it was too deep for me.
That
one song with a girl be bro, that shit.
I love that shit.
That shit was too. It was too rough.
Dog, you ever seen? They got a video for that shit.
I believe you.
Oh my god, that shit is unbelievable. He's in it.
For real?
Yeah, it's like a little mini movie.
I'm gonna go back and listen to it because Charlamagne love it. He said that album might be the most. I forgot the time period. Maybe it's like the last 20 years or something. He was mm-hmm. like, that might be the most. Was it not most impactful, but the most important album of the last 20 years or something?
Yeah, because that song with that chicken, boy. Whew.
The video. Won't she be cussing and fussing and stuff? That's that.
Check that video out.
Word. I'm gonna go back and listen to that album.
Man, check that video out. Man. Yeah, yeah, man. I'm gonna go ahead and get up out of here in a minute. 25 years ago, though, your boy Juvenile.
G-Code.
Live by, die by.
I'm back in the motherfucking saddle.
With Cash Money, motherfucking record.
You hoes thought I was down, but I ain't pent down, nigga.
Yeah.
Bubba done raised me from the motherfucking dead.
Hey.
And I'm Ziggy the Wiggler.
Ziggy the motherfucking Wiggler. But freshman year, college again, it got cold. Niggas got them. I ain't had my car down there yet.
Your Caprice? But
no, I still had my Honda then. Wow. Yeah.
So all freshmen couldn't have their cars on
there. Wasn't supposed to. I took my shit back in February.
Mm.
Yeah. Somebody got me a decal. I had to take a baby mama to a doctor's appointments and stuff. So I had to have a car.
Yeah.
You know, so. But yeah, man, I used to play the fuck out of this shit. This whole album, we used to just let this motherfucker sitting in there playing the game, just let this bitch just play, man. One of Turk's hardest verses he ever spit to me is on this album, on song 14. But this shit had so much shit on it, man. Oh God, Turk went
when
absolute.
I say something. Let's believe this. How
Turk went. Remember, I was begging that nigga to do that shit. I did that. I was begging that nigga to sing that shit at the concert.
He didn't
do it. Yeah. But I think he did it at the beach though, because Turk was there.
Maybe.
I think he did it. But this is my shit. Goddamn, that beat, that Manny was Manny. Yeah. Manny goddamn was cold that shit back then, man.
Yeah, this is
I ain't
shit,
telling the big people go know who the murderer is. Fire to your wig. That nigga, I used to play Never Had shit like a motherfucker. I got that fire. I used to play that because I had the speakers in the car.
Oh, Juvie hit it. How you say it on the shit? So follow me now into a world of stress and more than
settle for less.
Well, trying to be. Yeah, that's my shit right there. This my shit. Yeah.
See you on the news. So follow me now into a world of stress. Cause I don't settle for less.
Certified to all of his beef is
put the red slang of that eye with a soldier rag on his neck. Yeah.
This album got slept on.
Yeah, it did. Like for real, dog. Sick from fucking 6. To 14 to this one to the man. Yeah. I used to just let that bitch play.
6 my shit though.
That's something got a shake, nigga. I'ma bake a cake, nigga. Run with all the real niggas. Jack all the fake niggas. Slim ain't playing with these hoes.
This my shit right here.
It's the red run dog.
Oh, this shit right here. This shit. This might be one of the coldest intros.
That shit long as fuck.
Yeah, it about a minute and a half.
No, them 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
2:30. Yeah.
That one was cool right around
Two. Got to get my man.
Oh, we all in Dudesville with this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But I'm telling you, man, Manny was fucking different.
Man, I had 8 tweeters in my car. This shit was like.
Boy, I had but two, man.
I had 4 in the front and 2 in the back. Like, I had 6.
You know, I had them 12s in the Honda by then.
With some 10s. I just like them highs. Yeah, had to get
motherfucker, here you coming for sure.
Yep.
But you got to have that, long as there's that tick tick followed by that boom. Mm-hmm. I got to have it, baby. Yeah, Juvie killed, what, 2 years in a row?
When did this came out?
99.
This came out 99.
And 400 Degree came out 98.
Yeah, this did come out 99. Yeah. This is close.
Uh-huh.
Close to 2000, though.
Yeah.
The 99. And that
trees and brick walls. These packs of menthol got us a fire connected. It went off. Bro, it went off. Game just be in it. Didn't give a fuck if we ball for 3 minutes.
That's my shit right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I keep fucking up. Y'all, excuse me.
Might be that mic, too.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Juvie, man. Yeah. 25 years. Yeah. 20 years. We some good shit came out 20 years ago around this time, though.
What you got?
I'm going to save Nas for last because I know he don't want to talk about that shit. Nas, Street Disciple. That was his double album.
20 years ago?
Yep. T.I. dropped Urban Legend.
Yeah.
Cameron dropped Purple Haze. And Ludacris dropped the Red Light District.
What was on Street Disciple?
Just a Moment.
That came out.
Just a Moment.
Just a Moment came out?
Mm-hmm.
This is Just a Moment.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that?
They had a video for this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What year this was?
2004.
Oh, yeah. That's why I ain't listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's what I just told you. I know you ain't never listened to this shit. But I like the whole double album joint. I loved it all because Nas one of them niggas that referenced shit that he already rapped about.
Oh, this the song I like over here.
Bridging the Gap. Oh, yeah. Thief's Theme. You know what he said that at first? Thief's Theme. Play me at night, they won't act right. Fiend of Hip Hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe.
On his first album, man?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Who you think you talking to, son?
Look at this.
Queensbridge all day. Shout out to LaFrack City.
Hey. But Bridging the Gap came out too. Remember he did the song with his daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, they released that one too.
Yeah.
Getting Married was my shit.
Oh, yeah, he had a video for this, too.
Mm-hmm.
He had a few videos.
Yeah.
You act like I wasn't listening to Nas like that.
You wasn't, nigga.
I was. I know this song.
Greatest man they all of all time.
You used to watch 106 and Park in Rap City.
Oh, shit.
Of course you gonna know it.
But Thief's Theme, though.
I mean, yeah. Somebody played that shit for you.
Doing that?
I don't know. I keep moving my head.
It's not your head.
Pause.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Nas. I think I'm gonna listen to some songs off of that. I'm gonna wait to the crib.
I got to, man.
He used Thief's Theme beat it twice though.
Mm-hmm. He did. What other song he used it for?
I forgot the other song, but I ain't like the other one because he sped the beat up. No, which one? What was the other one? What's the name of it?
I can't remember.
One of them was fast, slower than the other one.
What song did he sample with that shit?
The same as Thief's Theme?
Yeah, it was the same beat. It was just faster. It was sped up.
I can't fucking remember.
Who else you had?
T.I. Urban Legend. Good. I'm making my way through college now. Nigga.
What's the song off of here that you? Now joking. I know T.I.
You say what? Wait. Now you know. I know you listen to this motherfucker.
I did a little bit.
Cover to cover. Nah, nigga, ain't no did no. But we was bad. We supported this nigga now.
Who was we?
All us did.
Who was we?
Nigga, fuck out of here with that shit.
2004?
Yeah.
You know what I listened to? You, and
you was listening to this nigga too?
The Black Album.
You was listening to this nigga too?
Yeah.
Shit. It got cold on it.
Hey, he was listening to this shit too, man. That ASAP, You Don't Know Me, Motivation.
Yeah.
The intro, this whole album was dope.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go.
Bring them out. Goddamn, she's a freak, though. She got Angela.
I ain't really like that song.
Nigga, what?
It was too commercial sounding. It was like he was trying to make a
That was for real. Wait, yeah. They ain't released that shit though.
I'm saying it was like it sounded like they was trying to make a radio song.
Oh, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Why you mad at me? Was my shit too. Man, that did his thing on The Greatest.
Yeah.
And get your shit together with Lil' Kim. Yeah, this album was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Chilling with My Bitch was my shit. With Jazzy Faye.
I bet it was.
That Stand Up. Stand Up was dope too. And
that was
My Life on with Daz in it. That last
Stand
last.
Up, that the song him and Luda was going at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please stay out the TLP of my dick.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. He said it on that man album.
No. He said that on another song.
What song?
Ludacris.
Yeah, Ludacris wasn't on this song.
What song was Ludacris on when he said that?
Whose song was he fucking on?
Please stay up the TIP of my dick.
That shit
should
be on.
Young Buck song?
That shit should be on Red Light District. It was a Stomp or some shit.
Stomp, yeah.
Some shit like that. It was Young Buck song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, man. But yeah. A Stand Up. Boy, my Chevy used to goddamn.
Who else on this song with him?
Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy.
And Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I fuck that up, y'all. Mm-hmm. Don't email no bullshit.
Stand
this
Up.
This is 20 years ago.
20 years. Throw them hands, sucker. I don't give a fuck. Said it in a minute. And what fuck, nigga? Hey, well, Tip was cold, man. Tip was cold. This was his third album. He was putting out music at a high clip too.
When you stopped listening to him?
When did I stop listening to T.I.?
Get your ass kicked.
After Trouble Man. Was Trouble Man before
you can't
Paper Trail?
Think of the name of it.
Paper Trail.
Yeah, that Paper Trail went south.
Paper Trail
was hard though.
Paper Trail was hard. But I'm trying to remember which one was first.
I was just trying to fuck with you.
I listen to all T.I. shit.
Okay.
Until cause King one of my favorite joints. I like the King.
King got on boom, 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 boom. Which one got that one today?
What is that?
Why don't we go and do that, love, huh? Ain't that on King?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that on T.I. versus T.I.P.?
That's on King. King.
Mm-hmm. I love that beat. I can listen to that. I can listen to that all the time.
Anyway. Is he happy?
Yeah.
Cam'ron dropped Purple Haze. This when he started that double shit too.
Computer's puking.
Yep. Yeah, get them girls. I think that was the first song he did. Cause he did. That's when he said the computer puking shit, ain't it?
I don't know what song it was. No, this ain't the song.
What is that? Get Them Girls?
It's Girls. I don't see Get Them Girls on here. Oh, no, there you go. I don't know. I did not like this.
I used to fuck with it. Because Killer Cam was my shit. Down and Out. There it is. There it is. I told you he started that shit on this motherfucker.
You ever, so it's a guy, he make like cartoons of shit that people say.
Mm-hmm.
So he had one cartoon of it's a cartoon, like a comic strip cartoon.
Yeah.
And it was Santa Claus in it, Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whale in it.
Yeah.
And then it was a guy in it with a gap.
Uh-huh.
So Pocahontas coming. Santa Claus coming. And then Free Willy. It was Free Willy in it, right? I got to think of the comic dude. Because he do it. He do it a lot on hip hop music.
Oh, shit.
So he did one of of a white guy sitting on a computer. Doing something or whatever. And the white guy was looking back at the computer. And the white guy was Vladimir Putin. On the computer. So he was Putin.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You could get these computers Putin.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so
oh,
yeah,
man.
If I find him again.
Yeah, please send that shit to me, man.
Yeah, I gotta find that comic guy. It's on Facebook. But he do a whole bunch. Like he had one with Baby. But every time I hear that computers Putin,
mm-hmm.
I think about that guy.
Yeah. with Killer Cam. I love that beat on that Killer Cam shit. And Down and Out, Kanye did that, of course. But yeah, man, this album was it wasn't one of his best. Come Home With Me still my favorite Cam'ron album. Mm-hmm. It might be, cause Confessions of Fire is gonna always be. That shit gonna always hold a special place in my heart, man. Shout out to Cam and Luda.
Red Light.
Luda dropped Red Light District. And we was just talking about this number one spot joint off of here. Couple when Quincy Jones died.
Ah.
Yeah.
Luda is kind of unserious sometimes.
He's always unserious.
I think that kind of hinders him.
It does.
But he can rap.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Yeah. He but he making all that money on the goddamn movies now, yeah. So.
And this was after he was in movies.
Yeah, this was. No. Yeah, he was already in Fast and Furious 2.
Yeah. No, I was thinking before Fast and Furious, what's the name of the movie? Crash?
Oh yeah.
Wasn't that before this?
I think it might have been.
Before Fast and Furious?
The racist movie, right?
Yeah, it was some racist shit. Yeah.
He might have been in that.
I'm trying to find that comic strip guy.
He was in The Wash too though.
He was?
He had a cameo in The Wash.
He was Remember a rapper. He was himself.
He was somebody and a nigga put Windex on his rims. I said, nigga, that look like a window to you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
This was my shit though, just because of the Austin Powers shit.
You like Austin Powers?
The Spy Who Shagged Me was my favorite movie in college, bro.
The Spy Who Shagged Me was your favorite movie?
In college.
That was the second one.
Uh-huh.
That was one. Was that the one with Fat Bastard or was that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my Shakespeare. That shit down there, isn't it?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew.
Yeah, he's watching it. I know that shit by heart.
That's the one with the Belgian dip.
Laser.
That's the one with the Belgian dip.
No.
That Belgian dip was in the first one then.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's something out of that one?
Out of the second one?
Yeah.
Minimi.
Minimi.
That when Minimi was introduced.
When did they do the Hard Knock Life? That was the second one or the third one?
The third.
They did Hard Knock Life in the third one. Okay.
Yeah. They did Hard Knock Life in the third one. It's crazy. Gold member.
That was the third one. That was the one with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Foxy Cleopatra.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm a whole lot of women.
Well, she was horrible in that movie.
She horrible. Played a part.
Nah, horrible.
I gotta go back.
Pimping All Over the World was the shit too.
That was in this?
Yeah, this is on this album.
Oh, I see it. There you go. With Bobby V.
Mm-hmm. This shit went crazy.
Yeah, it did.
Shout out to Bobby V.
Oh,
his...
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I know why Rosie Perez was on that boxing thing.
Wow. Oh, you ain't know?
Shit.
Rosie been there, boy.
Mookie. Man, I'm trying to find that guy for you.
Goddamn, this shit 2x platinum.
This album?
Mm-hmm.
Luda gonna do numbers now.
Mm-hmm. He gonna do numbers.
I fuck with him.
Yeah, shout out to Luda, man. Yeah. Get Back went crazy too. That was one of the funniest videos ever.
Oh yeah, he
the big ass arms.
He threw out a pitch at the Braves game this summer with the big arms and big Air Force Ones.
Yeah, that dude wild, man.
The crazy thing about it, like, I know it was a lot of people that didn't know why he had those big ass shoes and them big ass arms, which is so like I feel. I mean, maybe in Atlanta, you know, they all know, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nigga crazy, man. Yeah. But shit, they make hats like that now, so.
Two of the big hats.
Yeah.
Big hats. Yeah. Tay had on one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got a dollar to him, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to Luda, man. 20 years, them boys got down. And this was Luda what? That was his third album, wasn't it? Third or fourth.
It was 2004?
Yeah.
Probably was his
third. Yeah. Chicken and Beer after this.
It was after this?
No, Chicken and Beer
before
this.
Yeah.
So it was
back for the first time.
Back for the, so it was four, because Incognito then Back for the First Time.
But I think Incognito and Back for the First Time was the same album.
It is.
He just changed the name. Yeah. So I'm that nigga, though.
Yeah, I know that too. I mean, I just like saying Incognito.
Me too.
I like that album.
But it's good he changed it, because I think more people bought it.
Yeah.
That was when you had to buy the shit.
Yeah. Good old days. 15 years ago, your boy Gucci Mane. Gucci who? Gucci Mane dropped The State versus Roderick Davis. And Wasted was on this album.
Rockstar Lifestyle, Mike Don't Make It.
That's all with fucking bananas, man. We're gonna get chocolate wasted. they took that shit and put it in the movie.
No.
You remember the kids talking about they wanted to get
But Wasted was a white people should say all the time.
I know, but what I'm saying is after the song came out.
That was before the song came out.
No.
Chocolate Wasted? What year?
That was on the movie with Adam Sandler, all them niggas on.
Yeah.
What's the name of that?
I'm about to find out.
Grown Ups.
The State versus Roger Davis. What year was that?
2009.
It ain't on title. Maybe that was a mixtape. They don't got nothing on him before 2015.
Nah, this was an album. Yeah, this is a studio joint.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I see part two. I don't see part one.
Yeah, this was a studio joint.
Let me see if they got Wasted on here.
Yeah, they got a Wasted remix on it.
That was the one with, well, no, I ain't never heard that. Yeah, Jadakiss was in that joint. They
got one Wasted with Plies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gucci Mane.
2009.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
I don't know why.
Limo.
You don't got it listed as an album.
Uh-huh.
On his regular list though. Maybe the name or something. Maybe it's something with the name.
Debuted at number 10 on the 200 Billboard.
No, I mean how they got it listed on here. Cause Lemonade was on here.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible song.
Lemonade.
You don't like Lemonade shit?
Hell no.
Why not?
It was
that shit hard, cuz.
I ain't really like this.
That shit was hard, cuz.
Yeah. Oh, well, hard, cuz. Hard boy.
Clips dropped Till the Casket Drops.
This same year?
Same day.
What was the movie again?
Snoop dropped Malice in Wonderland. Timberland dropped Timberland Prevent Shock Value 2. All these just came out the same day.
Oh, this came out in 2010.
What did?
Well, it was posted on YouTube.
Oh.
So Grown Up. Let me see when Grown Ups came out. Oh, it came out in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the song was hot.
Not with the white people.
You know, shot. You know, nigga Adam Sandler in they tune with the culture.
They was probably making the movie before the.
But you know, Adam Sandler in tune with culture, dog. That's what he do.
White people been saying Wasted before.
They were
Gucci who?
Gucci Mane.
like the white, but you know, Plies don't talk like that, right?
I know. That say something. With Drake,
you know,
off that Timberland album was my shit. We just talked about that shit.
Yeah, we did. You know this nigga don't talk like that, right?
Yeah, we just talked like that. He's talking about that shit, man.
He got a lot of tracks on this motherfucker.
He always does that shit.
Okay, this right here now. Shout out to the bros.
This on that album?
Yeah. It's Deluxe. It's the State vs. Roger Davis Deluxe.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's off another album, right?
It's on for real?
Mm-hmm.
What about this?
Bricks.
Is that on here?
Mm-hmm.
That's on here?
That's the Deluxe bonus track.
Oh, so the I'm a Dog is a Deluxe too then?
Yeah, it's on the Deluxe, yeah, but it was on another album.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
What was
All White Bricks?
What was another one that's really on this album then?
Just Lemonade.
All About the Money with Rick Ross. Is that a good song?
I don't think I ever heard it.
Let's see if you heard it before. No, shut up.
Nah, I ain't never heard that shit.
Good.
Sex in Crazy Places featuring Bobby V and Nicki Minaj.
That Gucci Mane too?
Gucci who?
Gucci.
Shout out my nigga Gucci.
Oh man. Shout out Gucci.
Shout out Gucci.
Snoop, Clips, and Timberland.
What was Snoop?
Snoop dropped Malice in Wonderland. With I Wanna Rock on there. He redid that shit.
Oh my God.
You like that shit too?
That remix. You ever heard the remix? I Wanna Rock remix?
He had a few motherfuckers on it, ain't it?
Yeah, that shit was hard.
I remember that.
I wanna say Hov was on that shit. I know Luda was on it. No, Jay-Z was on that.
Yeah, he on it.
Yeah, you found
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Malice in Wonderland?
Uh-huh.
Let me see if it's on her. More Malice. He came out with yeah.
Snoop that nigga, man.
Yeah, Hov ripped that shit.
I remember that shit. No.
Shit.
This shit, that beat was so fucking cold.
Nigga, I want a crip walk.
I'm telling you, whatever shit make you want to get your C shit up, bro.
Yeah.
2025, more will be C walking everywhere.
Hold up. I want to rock right now. Yeah, that remix was harder. Luda was on it. Luda was on that remix. Yeah. Maybe it's on More Malice.
It might be on More Malice.
Yeah, it is.
That's the other album?
Yeah, he came out with, yeah. When it was a whole new album.
Oh, really? Hey, child.
Come on, man. Y'all niggas. Wait, the disrespect Jay-Z get nowadays is crazy. I got
who disrespect J-Cub?
Everybody, a lot of people.
Who?
A lot of people.
What they do? Bless you, brother.
Excuse me, appreciate it.
This is how he ride that beat.
Pause.
He kind of a little bit behind the beat. I used to. Easy rock.
That goddamn J. Jay is Jay, man. Like, what do you want from him?
Shout out to Snoop. What else you said? Clips?
Yeah, Clips drop till the casket drop.
What the hell on the hell happened?
I'm good. And kind of like a big deal.
Excuse me.
When did Lord Willing come out? 05?
No. Lord Willing came out 01.
Really?
Hell yeah, yeah. It had to.
02?
Oh, 02, yeah. Somewhere around there.
It sounds good, but I ain't really fuck with this song.
Yeah, this was the single off of them. This sound like the T.I. shit.
It do.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean.
But that was his
he
bag.
He got better shit.
Yeah, that was
y'all,
his bag.
You a hip hop nigga, you should watch the Pharrell movie.
The Lego joint? That shit it already out?
Amazing. That shit been. I went to the movies to see that shit.
When it came out? Months ago?
Maybe a month, 2 months ago.
Yeah, I'm watching joint. I get to the crib. Yeah, I'm off this week.
That shit good.
Got me a good PTO week coming up.
That shit was good.
Get some painting and shit done around the crib. Yeah. And Timberland dropped Timberland Presents Shock Value 2. Only song I remember off that is Say Something with him and Drake. You really ain't got to pull that joint up.
All right.
But the last one, J. Cole. Forest 2014 Forest Hill Drive.
Me and Blaze went to that
concert.
Yeah. He was in Charlotte at amphitheater or whatever. Yeah. Blaze wasn't a fan until he went there.
Oh really?
Yep.
And he put on a show like that?
Yeah, because he had the house. He had the house on the stage.
Oh really?
Yeah. It was some white dudes there, and the dude was like, what did he say? He had walked up to his other white homeboy. He was like, he said something like, oh, that's my nigga right there, some shit. And me and Blaze was standing there. He dapped his homeboy, and me and Blaze just look at each other, just walk off. When he was saying that, we look at each other, just walk off.
Yeah. I mean, shit, that's how they do.
This might be the biggest song off of there.
This might be. No, it's not.
What's bigger than this over here?
Love Yours. Man, women.
I ain't say your best son. Nah, this.
No, this went crazy.
See if you can pull up the numbers.
I can't.
What is it?
Either no J. Cole, no role model, no role model, no role models. I love yours. Which one I had love the biggest yours. Numbers?
No. This shit right here went bananas, man.
It probably did, but it did not go bigger than no role models.
I don't know.
Cause which one had there's an old saying, which one is that?
No role models.
Exactly. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me.
Just can't get fooled again. Yeah, Bush was a
Fool me can't get fooled again.
Bush was a dumb man.
Yeah, no role models was bigger.
It might have been, but I think this one.
Only reason I say that because they used to play that song every morning on the Breakfast Club. Every hour. You see the numbers yet?
Wallace looking for him. I can't.
I know he's looking. Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. You don't be looking up shit. Yeah, you act like you don't know how to use technology.
I don't, man. I'm a caveman.
How many? Billion?
2 billion.
Exactly. Shut up.
What was the other one?
Love Yours.
It don't matter.
Same album.
You ain't even up there, bro.
Exactly. Shut up. I might as well have wrote that.
Well, Wet Dreams got 1 billion. Workout got 1 billion.
Now Workout my shit.
Middle Child got 1 billion.
Mm.
Oh yeah, they played this on the radio.
Yeah, this shit went crazy too. But
Workout.
That
ain't on this album.
No, it's on the first.
His first album.
Mm-hmm.
What is Workout? The Kanye shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where
nigga Bernice? That nigga had Bernice in that video.
Damn. But that just 2 billion on Spotify, man. You gotta think
about
shit.
YouTube and all of
yeah.
that.
God damn.
Jones, who's the master now?
Me, nigga. No. I'm still the master. I still think Love Yours went crazier than that.
And I did.
The proof is in the pudding.
That shit had women around here goddamn going crazy, man.
Yeah, Power Trip got 700. And it ain't even scratched the damn surface, bro.
Is that that's his biggest song, ain't it?
His biggest?
His most listened to song.
No more, yeah.
No more, no role models.
No role models.
I thought so.
Yeah, no role models. They still play the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
Middle Child come after that.
That song, what's his Middle Child?
That great cover album, White Right.
Let's see. Oh, I can't see no streaming numbers. It's platinum. This Middle Child. That's KOD.
Oh, that's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be able to compete with that. What you call it? Because it was out too soon. I mean, it ain't been out long enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a hard one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's it. Crazy on this shit. Yeah, that's it, man. Word. Yeah. Shout out to J. Cole. I'm still kind of upset with you, nigga.
Why?
I'm gonna always be hurt by that shit. Not what? You, nigga. I'm talking about J. Cole.
Oh, I thought you was looking at me. What the fuck I do to you?
Nigga, I ain't mad at you about that bum ass Steelers, man. Field goalers.
Winners. Let's see.
The season ain't over yet, dog.
It's over for y'all. Y'all keep fucking losing.
You can't go for. You can't lose the next four now.
Who gives a fuck? We still gonna win. We still in the playoffs.
Yeah, but y'all can lose the next four. I'm trying to make sure we win the next four, man.
It won't happen.
Still gonna make it.
Shit.
We'll come to Baltimore, trap and take over your trap.
Lamar get to take over, man. He get to get right. His mama done cussed him out. He ready now, so.
I don't perform good when people cuss me out, so.
Shit, that nigga mama told him to stop acting like a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what she told
him. Damn right. So he playing like a bitch, boy. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. That ain't you. And that's real. That ain't
Wilson throws for 2 touchdowns and still is cruise pass. Mistake prone Brown. Cruise pass.
Man. Them, boy.
Then they try to set us up to excuse this football talk. You know who we got to play in the next 10 days?
I know.
It's crazy. If we win, and then we, oof. If we win 3 of these games, nigga, Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Remember that.
Remember that. If we win 3 of these next 10 days.
We going to win the Super Bowl. So that's why I'm even trying to figure out how you going to even say that. I'm telling you, Dollar Margaret, he didn't flip that switch, man. We coming off the bye. That little nagging knee injury, whatever. Got that shit right.
We're ready. Y'all too.
Be ready, bro. Did the Panthers win?
Fuck no.
Oh.
They didn't? Who y'all play?
The Eagles
got by.
Had them on the ropes too.
For real? Dang, y'all been close a lot of games recently.
Had them on the ropes.
Close.
Had them on the ropes, man.
That's all right. No donuts for you.
Big back activity.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate you. Long couple weeks, but we try to get back in here one more time before the year out. I know my
try to.
My big brother goddamn
Big. You older than me, nigga.
You bigger than me though. My big little brother Beloved. My little big brother. Big little brother.
No, none of it sounds like me. Sound disrespectful, but go ahead. All of it sound disrespectful.
Cause I say you bigger than me, nigga.
So all of it sound like each other.
But you bigger than me.
You trying to start something.
Shout out to D Brown, man. I talked to D Brown the other day.
I did too.
Yeah, I talked to D Brown the other day. Yeah. Yeah, he's talking about your ass. Say, so, yeah, man. What we talk about, we started talking about Edie. Shout out to Edie.
Shout out to Edie.
I told Darius to tell Edie to get us a Mozific, man.
Oh, shit. Get slim and trim.
Because that nigga ain't gonna work out. He ain't gonna work out.
Yeah.
Who that?
Edie.
You know, say he want that shot.
Yeah, he ain't gonna work out. Nah, I'm gonna tell him to get that motherfucker. Fat Joe, shit work for Fat Joe, man. Fuck that shit.
It work for everybody.
Right, damn right.
That my dog, but I'm sure he qualify.
Oh shit.
Here we go.
Well, we about to get out of here, man. See you next time, yo. Like, subscribe, comment, email, everything. Man, this dude is fucking stupid.
Here we go.
Hey, I'ma make sure. I call Edie and tell him to listen to this show. I'ma make sure.
I'm lightheaded, my nigga.
That nigga say he qualified.
First ballot Hall of Famer. God damn, nigga.
Till next time. Peace.
Oh, shit. You gonna eat everything?